Hunk, Riffraff. I ran my gaze over the crowd of dogs and suddenly realized that they were all house dogs. And we're talking about bathed and brushed and blow-dried, sparkling and perfumed and wearing little ribbons in their hair. There wasn't a ranch dog or a cow dog in sight. Not even a bird dog. All at once, my mouth seemed very dry. And I noticed a tightness in my throat. I edged away from the snooty Pomeranian and moved closer to Viola's legs. Just then, Rudy clapped his hands together and called for silence.
Folks, I think we're all here. Welcome to Rudy's Obedience School. We're gonna have lots of fun today, so let's get started with a little routine we call walking Fido. I want each of you to walk your little friend back and forth in front of the class so that we can get an idea of where we are in the training process.
He pointed to a lady in the crowd.
We'll start with Mrs. Bisbee and her adorable little Pomeranian, Alexandria. I think you'll be impressed, folks.
I happened to glimpse Alexandria when her name was called. She looked at me down the end of her nose and sniffed.
Watch this, clodhopper.
She and her lady stepped forward and prisked back and forth in front of the crowd. Alexandria never missed a cue, never got out of step. The audience loved it and clapped their approval. I was getting a bad feeling about this. Hey, if the little snoot was so perfect, what was she doing here? Some of us had never done walking Fido in front of a bunch of people and might have a little trouble. Had all these dogs done this before? Two more dogs and their owners made the walk. Perfect. Not a hitch. I began to feel the pressure. What if a guy missed a step or stumbled or suddenly got drilled by a flea? Did those other dogs even have fleas? I did. And that tightness in my throat got worse and my legs were starting to shake. Rudy's eyes prowled the crowd and stopped on Gulp Slim.
Mr. Chance, show us what a working ranch dog can do.
Oh no. I tried to hide. Slim sucked in a big breath of air.
Well, we're on, Pooch.
I can't explain this. I don't know how or why it happened, but all at once my legs just turned to jelly. I sank to the ground. I felt that I was choking. I couldn't breathe anymore or move. Slim pulled on the leash.
Come on, Hank, don't quit me now.
He didn't understand. This was no joke. I had actually been stricken with some kind of terrible paralyzing disease. Leg jellyosis. It struck without warning and there was no cure for it. No kidding. His eyes came at me like bullets.
Hank, will you get up?
From somewhere in the crowd, I heard a snicker of laughter. Slim's eyeballs seemed to be bulging out of his head.
Hank, if you don't get your carcass off that ground...
I didn't hear the rest of his message. It was buried under a wave of laughter. I was paralyzed. Slim was ready to skin me alive, and they were laughing at us. Slim's face turned a deep shade of red. He looked at Rudy.
Y'all go on with your school. I'm taking this bozo back to the ranch. Sorry for the inconvenience.